The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Gracious God, we know that your Spirit is powerful. We know that it brings faith, that it teaches faith, that it holds us in faith. We also know that it goes and blows in our world. Continue to send us your Spirit today and every day. In your name we pray. Amen. So when you look at the Bible, there's verses here and there that just don't make any sense when you take them out of context. If you go back and read the story of Elijah and the widow, he's trying to get food from the widow, and at one point the widow says, "You know, I don't have a whole lot of food, just a little flour, a little oil. I'm going to go home, make bread, eat it so that my son and I might die." Doesn't make a whole lot of sense out of context. And if you go to the book of Jonah, this is one of my favorite scripture verses, the very last verse of the book of Jonah, as God is talking to Jonah and explaining why Nineveh should be saved, he says, "And that great city Nineveh, with 120,000 people who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle." And that's where it ends. And then you get this verse this morning. And this one really, really puzzles me. Because these disciples, these apostles that have been locked up, have received the Holy Spirit. They come out of the room and they face this multitude of people in Jerusalem. People from all those places that Jerry read. A gathering unlike any other. And they didn't have those little translator things you put in your ear. And as they start talking, the people in the crowd jump to the conclusion that these men are drunk. And it makes no sense. But then in his response, Peter says, "Well, they can't be drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning." Again, it makes no sense. But you know, in many ways, when we look at God's work through the Holy Spirit in our world, it makes no sense. Because one of the things I've learned about the Holy Spirit is, are there any teenage girls here? Good. It's kind of like a teenage girl, if you tell it what to do, it's going to do the opposite. I know this heaven raised one. The beauty of God's Holy Spirit is that it does what it does because it is God who's driving it. It is God who makes it alive in our lives. It's God who makes it alive in the world. And if you read through Scripture from the beginning to the end, you will see that the Holy Spirit is there. Think of the story of creation. The story of creation. How does the world come to life? When God breathes, when God exhales God's breath, the world comes to life. So back at the beginning of time, back at the beginning of creation, God is there with God's Holy Spirit. And if you read through the whole of the Bible, every time you see that word breath, or breathe or spirit. It's that same Holy Spirit that we talk about today. Now, if I was back in my seminary days many years ago, I would remember, but I think that word is in the New Testament somewhere 70, 80, 90 times. So it's a sign to us that God's Spirit is alive and active in the world. And that's a wonderful thing to know. And one of the things I've learned in my day-to-day ministry in hospice, I had a wonderful priest back when I was doing my clinical, Father Gene. And we talked about life, we talk about breath, and we talk about Holy Spirit. And when people come to that point where they need to make difficult decisions in matters of life and death, when somebody has been intubated, when a machine is breathing for them, and the doctors can see that there's no life, families struggle. But what Father Gene taught me and reminded me of is that the breath we have, our very being, our very life, comes from the Holy Spirit. And at a time like that, when a machine is breathing, it's human breath, not God's breath. And so he gave me another way to talk to families about the breath of life that comes from God. And I like that, the breath of life that comes from God. So as I think about that Spirit, as I think about that breath of life that comes from God, I ask myself, where is the Holy Spirit here today in this place? And I see it. As I sat last Sunday in the pew, there was a young lady, probably 6, 7. She came around the corner and she did a perfect pirouette and the breath poofed out after communion. And there was an incredible look of joy on her face as she skipped down the aisle. That's the work of the Spirit. That's God's Spirit bringing life and light and joy. Last Sunday afternoon, we loaded up a bunch of vehicles and we brought 35 pigs over to GHS North for their graduation. And we got there and the doors burst open. You remember that, Terry? The doors burst open, the people came running out, and these pigs were quickly transported in to the school. And there was such joy on the part of the teachers and the staff as they knew that each child would have a graduation cake. That's the work of God's Spirit among us. People come to the church twice a month to the food pantry. And one of the blessings of our food pantry is it never goes empty. Even when it seems like it's going to be empty, we put out a call and the pantry is filled again. That's God's Spirit. That's God's Spirit alive and at work. And the people here at First Lutheran in Galesburg. But more than just alive and at work here, it's God's Spirit going forth from us into the world. And that's what's so important about mission, about ministry, about what we do. Because if you've heard me preach, you know that I believe down at the very core of my being that when people see us, when they call us Lutheran Christians, when they call us members of First Lutheran Church, they judge this place by what we do. And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and when the Holy Spirit is at work in us, and when God is at work in us, when we are rooted and grounded in the Holy Scripture, and we are, I mean, that's one of the most exciting things I see here. Do you know that about 20 people a week get together to have Bible study? Do you know how many churches would rejoice to have 5 or 6? Yet we have 15 between. When that Spirit is alive and at work in us, and when we exude God's Holy Spirit to the world through the work of God, we continue to bring God's peace, God's grace, God's love to the world. That's how we are, the people of God in the world. That's how the Holy Spirit is alive and at work in us. And there's one other place where I see it firmly planted. And it's in the fact that in our communion statement, in our welcome statement, we remind people that all are welcome. Not just some, not just a select few, not just a certain size, shape, or color, or gender, but we remind people that all are welcome. And that's the work of the Spirit in us. Because one of the things I've come to know is that when Jesus says, love everyone, there's no except. There's no but. Jesus' command is to love everyone with the love that Christ has poured into our hearts. And as the people of God, that is what we are called to do, to bring and to share Christ's unconditional love to the world. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit you were all baptized into one body. Jews are Greek, slaves are free. And we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it's hard to believe, but I've been in this community 4.5 years with my wife. And as I have watched this congregation, I have seen the Holy Spirit alive and dwelling and driving and pushing and working through us and in us for the grace and glory of God. The Holy Spirit is alive here. Celebrate, rejoice, give thanks, and remember, love one another with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind, and your whole being. In Jesus' name, amen.